This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. This is a story about the importance of preparation. And it has to do with exam taking. So when I was in high school, when it was time to take an exam, there was a very clear process for how we did it. There was like you would go into a big room and there would be rows of desks set up. We would all sit down at our desk, put our papers and our bags under our desks and just have like the bare surface with our pen or our pencil. And, you know, like 5 minutes to 10 a.m. or something, the proctor would come in and pass out the blue books where you would answer the questions. Everybody gets settled, and then they'd slowly pass out the exams, and we would leave them face down. And then in a very kind of ritualistic way, the proctor would say something like, "It is now 10 a.m. You have 2 hours to complete this exam. Be sure to read all instructions carefully, turn over your test papers, and begin." And everybody would turn over their test paper and start writing. And then, you know, 2 hours later, the proctor would say, "It is now 12 o'clock. The exam is over. Turn over your test papers and pass in your exams." And everybody would turn over their test papers and then up through the rows would pass up their exams. And I didn't really think anything of this. It just seemed like a very natural way to hand out exams to me. But it was a very kind of calming, ritualistic way to get everybody in the mood to focus and to take that exam. And then I was shocked when I got to college and it was exactly the opposite. It was just this scramble. So you'd walk into the room, dump your stuff, and then the proctor would come in with some big box and say, "Okay, come up and get your blue books and get your exams." People would rush for the front. If you weren't one of the first ones, you had to wait until you could manage to grab one out of somebody's hand. Then you'd race back to your desk, start writing frantically. And then at like noon, "Okay, exam's over, guys, hand them in." And upholder that I am, the minute they said the exam was over, I would turn over my test paper. But then some people would just keep writing. And probably if you really pressed it at the beginning of the end, you might have had like an extra 15, 20 minutes to take that exam, you know, different from another student. And I just really disliked this. It just felt messy. And I didn't like this just racing around. It did not put me in the mood to take an exam. And when I thought back on my high school experience, how well that had been constructed to kind of get everyone centered and focused and really thinking about the task at hand and not being distracted by, you know, am I going to get it? Can I keep going? All those kinds of distractions. And it strikes me that this is an important thing to remember, because I think often when I think about performance, I'm thinking about the very task. But I don't think enough about the preparation and what leads up to that task. And I think the endings and beginnings are very important, and especially the beginnings. That preparation is really a key aspect of performance. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.